This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Santa Fe City Council Committee considers leaving the Regional Coalition of LANL Communities. Weighing whether to remain in or withdraw from the Regional Coalition of LANL Communities, members of the City of Santa Fe Quality of Life Committee decided to ask for additional information, including information requested during similar meetings last summer and fall. The question presented on Wednesday evening was whether to approve a restated and amended joint powers agreement establishing the Regional Coalition of LANL Communities. It is scheduled to go before the full City Council on Wednesday, March 31st, but may be delayed. The controversial coalition formed in 2011 with the signing of the Joint Powers Agreement, JPA. It is a coalition of communities and pueblos in northern New Mexico comprised of the City of Española, Rio Arriba County, Los Alamos County, the City of Santa Fe County, the Town of Taos, Taos County, and the sovereign nations of Pueblo of Oque Owingue and the Pueblo of Jemez. Los Alamos County Councilor and Coalition Treasurer David Israelievitz stated the coalition has two focus areas, which are regional community and economic development and environmental remediation, or cleanup. Recently, the City of Santa Fe and Santa Fe County each passed resolutions in support of a new site-wide environmental statement and in opposition to proposed expanded pit production. Councilor Rene Villarreal asked how those resolutions are incorporated into the coalition's work. Israelievitz said the coalition has steered away from such issues and focuses on cleanup. Economics and politics lack clear boundaries in the organization. For example, the current coalition chair, Henry Roybal, also serves as chair of the Santa Fe County Board of County Commissioners and is a LANL employee. And as another example, annual dues vary between $3,500 and $60,000, as in the case of Los Alamos County. Santa Fe pays $10,000 a year. Israelievitz explained that the coalition receives a $100,000 grant from the Department of Energy, which owns LANL, and the grant prohibits lobbying. Even so, the coalition has a black eye because the New Mexico State Auditor found over $51,000 in improper spending over 4 years. At LANL's request, the University of New Mexico Bureau of Business and Economic Research prepared a report about economic impacts in northern New Mexico. It found that LANL does not create economic benefits in surrounding counties. In fact, the report concluded that LANL's presence creates a net economic loss in Rio Arriba, Santa Fe, and Taos counties, finding that Santa Fe County lost over $2.2 million, while Rio Arriba County lost over $2.6 million. Yet Los Alamos County gained $13.6 million. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and listen to our podcast.